Mary Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You know, this is the moon weekend, the anniversary, and some of us are old enough to remember it. And then, of course, there is this whole faction who say that it never happened. So I'm hoping a lot of that will be cleared up this weekend. We have some great views of the moon this week. I hope you had a chance to get out and take a look at it. We had a conjunction two nights in a row of the moon being, quote, close to Jupiter. We are right now in the waning gibbous phase of the moon, which I think might be the best phase for seeing the moon in the morning, which I've just been doing the last few minutes. But probably the big news of the week is heat. These are the high temperatures for the past 7 days, including last week, Friday. 89, 83, 85, 89, 86, 77, 88. That 77 was our coolest high temperature for the week, and that happened on Wednesday. And that is equal to our normal high temperature. So, wow, look at those numbers. The average high temperature for the week was over 85. Now, does that sound like Duluth, Minnesota? Well, it maybe does in July. And we are getting, according to the forecasters, we're starting to get another hot one today, but we're starting to get a break after that. You kind of accept heat in July, but one of the things I have trouble accepting is that we don't have a lot of precipitation. It's been in the forecast several times, including today's forecast, but it doesn't seem to actually materialize. Thunderstorms, when they come across, can dump an inch of rain pretty quickly at one spot, but someplace else might get nothing. Now, the weather statistics are kept out by the airport, by the National Weather Service, and according to the Weather Service, we have gotten only about 3/4 of an inch of rain for this entire month, which makes it less than 1/3 what we normally have at this time. We'll see. Plenty of big storms are happening around the country. Maybe we will see them here as well. Other things of note, sunrise, sunset. We are now getting sunsets before 9 o'clock, and that makes the days shorter. If you compare the length of daylight now with the solstice of a month ago, we are 1/2 hour shorter. Yes, the days are getting shorter. And as a response to that, we see some really interesting bird news. I always find late July is kind of a crossroads in the world of birds. You've got many of them that have already raised their family, and the young'uns are out there, sub-adults, adolescents, whatever you want to call them. They are out there moving around quite a bit. I saw some spotted robin yesterday, and I've been having families of nuthatches coming through the yard every day. Then you got those that are going to go back for a second brood, a second nesting. In our latitude, having a second nesting in a season doesn't happen very often. But I have a pair of Phoebes here on my barn that I think are doing just that. And they've done it before, so it could very well be happening again. Then you got the real strange ones, the goldfinches, that haven't even started to nest at all yet. What they have to wait for is an event that happened this week, and that was the beginning of the blooming of the thistles. They have to wait until the thistles go through the flowering stage and then make the seeds. And then the goldfinches use those fluffy seeds to make their nests, so they haven't even started nesting for the most part. And then you have the real weirdos of all, and that is the early migrants. I saw a flock of tree swallows going across a pond during one of my walks this week, and I thought, that's it. That is the beginning of migration right there. And that's very common. That happens every year in late July with tree swallows. Tree swallows are the earliest swallow to show up in the spring. They are also the earliest one to leave here. And what they do is they arrive early, they raise their family, the families start to get together with other families. Pretty soon you have a pretty good amount, you have a flock. They begin to get restless, they start feeding and moving on and so forth. And we might see them in these feedings, or we might see them congregating on the utility wires along the side of the road. anyway, that's what's going on with them right now. So look at that. We kind of run the gamut with late July. Other things of note, I've been seeing a lot of spotted fawns lately, still with their parents, and young rabbits. I had a couple people tell me this year that they have just a lot of young rabbits. Last week, I mentioned we are entering the time when the frogs that were breeding in the spring are now going through the tadpole stage and starting to emerge and leave water. Well, 2 days ago, I saw one of those. It was a chorus frog, and it was near a vernal pond. And apparently what it had done, it had gone through all the maturation and came out and got up on land. Yeah, that happens always this time of year. We start seeing the little frogs and little toads. Still a big variety of butterflies out there. See them every day. Dragonflies, hornets, bees, so forth. Moths, last night I left the light on. You might want to do this sometime. It's kind of cool. Just leave a light on outside the porch. And during these warm nights, see how many kind of moths show up. You can't believe there's such a variety of moths. The fireflies appear to be less. They're still there, but appear to be less. Their season starts in June, so it's not unusual that it'd be starting to go down. And, of course, the spiders have been terrific this week. I had a chance to find several of nursery webs. We don't always think of spiders as being a very good parent, but they are excellent parents. And we have a species of spider in our area here called nursery web spider. They're called that because they take their eggs and then they put them on a plant, and then they build a big web around it, a nursery web. And then she sits back and guards them. And she'll sit there and sit there and sit there till the eggs hatch, till the babies come out and start to disperse. And it usually happens around here at this time of July. And I saw several of them this past week. Yes, worth getting out and taking a look. The wildflowers continue to come out. There's a new story out there every day. This week I found in bloom sow thistle, St. John's wort, tansy, Michigan lily, jewelweed, harebell, butterfly weed, and wild ramp, that's also known as wild onion. Two others of note that showed up, the first day lilies started to bloom, and there's going to be a lot more every day since then. And the first goldenrod of the season. That happened back on the 14th, and we're going to have more very soon. The last tree to blossom, namely the basswood, has gone into flower this past couple days. Basswood flowers kind of hang down. They're kind of a greenish-yellow color. They're not very colorful, but they are fragrant, and they have plenty of nectar, and the bees just love them. Sometimes you can walk by basswood trees at this time, and they're just buzzing with delight. And speaking of delight, berries are out there. Strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, dewberries. I ate all of them this week. And so if, Lisa, we get some rain, be able to talk about a lot more mushrooms as well. So I'd say enjoy the moon weekend and enjoy the heat. Take care.
All righty. Thanks so much, Larry. Larry Weber is our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on Northland Morning.